To be honest, this VOD is a little bit last minute. It was remembered by Yona Rabovsky, Zachar Latov, that who's giving the VOD tonight? And I double-checked that Rabbi Luban's giving the VOD, and he was not. And nobody else was, so I guess I was. So thus, I decided to combine probably three different VODim I've given over the years into one VOD. And the topic tonight, here it says Be'inyan Hatzlacha B'Yeshiva. But for the English writers, we would say it's three ingredients for success in yeshiva. Stephen Covey has seven, things for a successful person. We have three ingredients for the successful Ben Torah, Ben Yeshiva. Three important ingredients. Now, Lamaisa, everyone comes into a Zman refreshed, excited, of tremendous possibilities, tremendous potential. And really, the way you start off the Zman has a tremendous effect on everything else. Just in this week's parsha, the Reshiva has a famous shmooze that Noach, they have a tain in for what he planted when he got out of the Teva, and talks about all the things that led to. And the Reshiva's taichup of what's so bad about Noach did is he shouldn't have done that first. What a person does in the beginning, what a person does first, has a tremendous hashpa and is a big thing. And you have to be careful. You have to make sure that you start off a Zman the right way. And I think there are three very important midos that every person needs to be matzliach, to be successful in yeshiva. Three different areas a person has to look to excel in. And really it's something which probably every person, myself included, we could all grow from and we could all gain from. Nobody could say in these three areas that they're really on top and really have mastered the midah. No, it's something that needs constant chizik and constant work. And some of the more a person works in these three areas, the more he'll gain, the more he'll be successful in yeshiva. What are these three ingredients? Number one, I call them the three C's, is consistency. Usually you talk of a masmid in yeshiva, some people have the perspective, the vision of somebody who's up late at night, somebody who's always learning. That's the definition of a masmid in most people's eyes, many people's eyes. But kach kablani mirabosai, that's not the pshat. Going back to the Nesiv, they say that a real masmid is somebody who's consistent, who does what he's supposed to do at the right time. I have here a story that I found from Rabbi Yashav, that one time Rabbi Yashav was learning with one of his grandchildren, and he was quite tired. And it was after Shavuos, and the grandson said, "Oh, I got knocked out of whack when I stayed up all night in Shavuos." And Rabbi Yashav told him, "Why did you stay up all night in Shavuos?" Sounds pretty liberal, not so Haredi, especially for the Gadol Hador. Why? So he's questioning his grandson, why didn't he stay up all night in Shavuos? Well, Yashav said, "Miyamai, my entire life, I never missed a night's sleep or missed a meal." Rabbi Yashav, for the record, clear from the story and other places, he did not stay up in Shavuos night. He felt it would hurt his learning. So he learned, I'm sure like his super masmid-esque, he learned a lot, but he went to sleep. A masmid does not mean somebody who's out of control, somebody who's just staying up and not eating, not sleeping. You sometimes hear stories about that, but that's not Rabbi Yashav's definition. He got very upset when he heard about his grandson. A masmid is somebody who's consistent. I learn, I sleep, I learn, I eat, I learn. There's a consistent flow. And consistency, really, is probably a harder thing to achieve and the guy who stays up 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, crazy hours of this. Because to do it day in and day out is really a tough thing. Tonight's the first game of the World Series. The Fall Classic. When I grew up, baseball was a top sport in America. Well, anyway, in sports, baseball in particular, it's a game of numbers. And many, unfortunately, of the major records in baseball history have been tarnished by steroids and this. But one of the few records which was not tarnished and probably will never be broken is the famous record of 56. If you're a baseball fan, you say 56, you know what you're talking about. Jolton Joe DiMaggio had a 56-game hitting streak. For 56 straight games, day in and day out, he got a base hit. I remember, I was a kid still following, there was a guy, Paul Molitor, on the Milwaukee Brewers. He got a little close. He hit for like 30 or something. But 56 straight games, they could break the all-time, you know, season home run record. They could shatter that one. They could break the all-time home run record. They could break all these other stats. They ain't breaking a 56-game hitting streak. You know why? Because that's very tough. Day in and day out, to come in to achieve success is a tough thing. It's not a simple thing. It's chashivas. There's Chazal. I remember I spent a lot of time once looking for it. I never found it. I heard it quoted. Rabbi Shmimin told me he thinks it's in the Hakdama to a nice sefer. We have a few on the shelf called Ein Yaakov. That there it talks about like different super madregas, what's the ultimate thing a person can reach. It goes, you know, after Reacha Kamocha. And one quotes the Pasuk, Esakeves Achat Haseh Babukev, Esakeves Shasheni Taser Ben Abayim. The Karban Tamin. And all the Mepharshim are bothered by, like, what's so great about that? Okay, after Reacha Kamocha, it's a high madrega for a person to reach, Ben Amal Chavero. You know, other major accomplishments, the fact you bring a Karban Tamin. But the Havana is, it's Tamidus. To do something consistently is a big, big accomplishment. And it's something that we don't appreciate. You know, we look at a guy, he finished Masechta, he stayed up so late, he did this, he did that. What about the fact the guy comes in day in and day out with his bucket, ready to learn, ready to work? That's a huge accomplishment. And we shouldn't look down on it. We shouldn't think it as a small thing. It's a big thing. Anybody who struggled to be consistent will understand, it is a big thing. It's not an easy thing to be consistent. But the key to consistency is, you know, one game at a time. You come to Shacharis one day. You pay attention and share one day. Then another day. You have a good Seder with your Chavrusa one day. One night Seder, then another night Seder. You string them along. Little by little, step by step. That's what makes godless. It makes greatness. And specifically this time of year, to talk about consistency, it's so important. At the beginning of Zman, you know, Elul Zman is a short Zman. It's basically a month, 5 weeks. Right now we have a Zman that basically goes from now till Pesach. We have some time off for Hanukkah, some time off for midwinter, some time off for Purim. Right? You know, you have your little breaks. But for the most part, it's a real Zman from now till Pesach. This is where the ikker growth of a person could come. You do something consistently, you get into good habits. Consistency is such an awesome thing. You know, there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, what's a better thing to do? To give one huge donation to tzedakah? Or give, you know what? A little donation each day. Over a period, let's say, whatever, a year. The Rambam says it's better to give a small amount each day over a year than to give one big donation. Even though the one big donation might hurt you, it might be a bigger mesiras nefesh to do, but the consistency is the issue. It's kedai to do mitzvahs, it's kedai to accustom ourselves to be consistent. And being consistent, we'll see in a second, is not necessarily the hardest thing to do. Each individual day is not hard. It's to continue it, continue the momentum. But once you do it, once you're in a streak, so you have a winning streak, you keep on going. There's a beautiful medrash, a very yesodistic medrash I have on top of the sheets here. Quickly run through it. But basically, medrash talks about that, he uses a pretty harsh lashon of a tipish, of a stupid person, who goes and walks in and sees there's so much Torah to learn. look at these Sfarim. Look how much Torah there is. Shas. You read what Reb Chaim Kanievsky learned. It's called Torah Kula. I'm never going to do it. It's overwhelming. You open up Baba Mitzia. There's a lot there. Page after page, Tosas after Tosas. So much to do. How am I going to do it? So Tipish says, too much, forget it. Ain't going to happen. Strong language. The Tipish. The Chacham. What does the Chacham say? You know what? I'll learn a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. You know what? That's how I'll do it. Quite interesting. One guy is a Chacham, a smart man. The other guy is a Tipish. It's not a matter of IQ. It's a matter of understanding. A Chacham is someone who understands, look, to get anywhere in life, it's, you know, every big distance you travel, you have to take a first step. You have to drive that first mile. And you drive mile after mile after mile after mile. Eventually you get there. It takes a while. If you just look at it, it's overwhelming. I can't drive cross country. I can't drive from New York to Florida. Come on. It's so far. But you know what? Little by little, step by step, you do it. You make it. So that's what the journey of Torah is about. If you look at it, there's so much to learn. It's so overwhelming. I'm never going to do it. So many people are so far ahead of me. Forget it. But if you look at it as a collection of different steps, little by little, step by step, then it's plausible for anyone to do it. And that's why yeshiva, especially this stretch, where you have a stretch, you go in and day out, that's what makes godliness. That's what makes greatness. Every day, a person does a little bit more, a little bit more. That's the whole idea of Seder. You have Seder, you have to come, you have a Hechrach, three Sedarim. You know, you learn one day three Sedarim, it's a nice thing. It's a beautiful thing. But the difference between a yeshiva bachar and, you know, some nice Baal Bas who takes off a week and learns a Yarchei Kala is you're doing it more. More and more and more and more and more has a hashpah. And same way the person should appreciate. It's in a doma. A guy learns in yeshiva 1 year. A guy learns in yeshiva 2 years, 3 years. The more consistency you have, the greater person you become. It's not just like, you know, one plus one plus one. You know, so I have more years. It changes the whole fabric of what everything is. It's different learning. You know the famous Chazon Ish. It's a vart. It's not mokrach, but it's that story. That the Chazon Ish says, why is it that the Rabbi Akiva, you know, was a mafsek to go into his house when he found out that his wife was masking him to learn another 12 years. So the Chazon Ish's line is that 12 plus 12 doesn't equal 24. He learned 12 years. If he would have had a hafsaka and visited the home, that'd be mafsik to learning. It would learn another 12 years after. But it's 12 years and another 12 years. It's not 24 years. The more a person is able to learn consistently, it adds to everything he accomplished till now. And that's awesome. There's one more chazal I'd like to quote about consistency. There's other medrash, but let me come back to that at the end. Let me make sure I cover my three ingredients. So the first ingredient a person needs to be successful in yeshiva is consistency. Consistency in davening, consistency in learning, consistency in musar, every aspect. You need to be consistent. And little by little, step by step, it adds up. You miss one Mishnah Berurah Seder, okay, so you miss out some halachas. You do it, you know. But little by little, step by step, you learn, you gain, you have more accomplishments along the way. The second C, which is very important, which, again, each of these topics could be a vowel unto itself, but knock them all off beginning of this month, is a chavrusa. How do you get a good chavrusa?
Daven Hashem really hard. Oh,
that's one etzah. But, it's true. But the etzah I was going to give is that you try to be one. Try to be a good chavrusa. That's the best etzah for a person to get one. Laftafka, you know, it is part of mazel, and Chanami, of course, tefila is an important aspect of it. I have many stories to support that too. But a very, very important aspect of learning yeshiva is a lot of it is learning bechavrusa. And it's important in the beginning of Zman, sometimes there are new chavrusas, sometimes different things, to try to be a good chavrusa. Now, firstly, the first thing to be a good chavrusa, it's important to look at ingredient number one, to be consistent. Something that people look for in a chavrusa is someone to be consistent. You want the hechrach to be there. Having a chavrusa who's there is the best hechrach for you to be at Seder. And everybody wants a chavrusa who's consistent, who's at least as consistent as them. So that's a very important thing. The more consistent a person is, the better chavrusa he is right off the bat. But another important etzah, I think, is important for a chavrusa, is you have to develop a relationship. A chavrusa is not a business relationship. For some yeshivas, it might be that way. And some chavrusas might be that way. You sit down, you learn. Okay, ad kan. And the rest of the day, you never say boo to your chavrusa. You know, it's a business relationship. Okay, yeah, he's in my share. He makes for a good chavrusa. You know, we're learning the same masachta. Yeah, we just learn. That's not the best idea of a chavrusa. A chavrusa is somebody, he doesn't have to be your friend to begin with. But you know what? Somewhere along the line, he has to become your friend. He has to become somebody that you have a relationship with. Why is that important? Come on, this is yeshiva. It's not camp. But the pshat is, it makes the learning different learning. It's better. Your chavrusa will put in more effort, will respect you, will make sure to be there better, the better the relationship you two have. And if it means shmoozing with your chavrusa sometime to gain that relationship, kol kavod. If it means spending time going out with your chavrusa, kol kavod. That's what you need. You have to develop a relationship, a shaychus with the chavrusa. And the better you have a chavrusa, the more you have a shaychus, the more you care for him, more this. It's a different learning. Like chavrusa is making a mistake. Oh, should I correct him? Should I not correct him? Hey, I want to help him out. You know, so many times in chavrusa you have a thing like, I want to learn this way. I have my style. Okay, he wants to do this. He has his style. How do you bend? Of course, there's an element in yeshiva, which is right, is that you're in yeshiva first and foremost for your own growth. And of course. And it's, you know, you're not just choosing a chavrusa what's in best for him. That might be a chajban. Well, first and foremost, you're looking out for yourself. You're looking out for your own best interest. You're looking out for your growth. That's true. But to have a relationship, any relationship by definition, means you have to care for the other person. It takes two to tangle. You have to think about, okay, what does he want to do? He wants to go weiter? So you know what? Maybe now we should go weiter. He wants to look to someone up in the COVID? So you know what? Maybe you should now. You have to be flexible. You have to look out for what he wants to do too. A chavrus is a two-way street, not a one-way street. And these two things help each other. The more you respect the other person, the more you have a relationship with him, the more you will naturally do things to help out the chavrusa. And it's fascinating. The Gemara in our own Baba Metzia, Olam HaGimel, talks about, you know what the relationship of chavrusas could really end up to be? The Gemara says that Tamid Chacham Shel Bavel were Omdim Zeh B'nei Zeh. That when your chavrusa would walk in, you know what? You'd stand up. Or it says, Rachman Lasson, if the chavrusa passed away, they tore kriya one for the other. They referenced the Gemara at the end of Bava Metzia. I quoted once in the Shmuz for Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. After Rabbi Yochanan did a good job being Makar of Rish Lakish, they became good chavrusas, and they hacked quite a bit. To the extent that when Rish Lakish passed away, Rabbi Yochanan was beside himself. Because you establish such a relationship, you gain so much from the other person's learning, like you have such respect. He walks into a room, I stand up. It's not for shtick. It's not, oh, yeah, stand up for you. It was real. It was genuine respect. I gain so much from having you as a chavrusa. I really respect you. Chas Hashon, the chavrusa's nifter. It's a relative, you tear in Korea. That's how far the chavrusa relationship could go. And it's, you know, not an easy thing. It takes work. Nothing in life is easy. Consistency is not easy. And having a good chavrusa relationship is not easy, but it's doable. Baruch Hashem, you look in yeshiva, there are guys who are able to establish real chavrusas, real tight ksharim, and real good relationships. But it takes work. It's not easy. But the more a person is consistent, that makes for a better chavrusa. The more he has a relationship with his chavrusa, makes for a better tandem. And thirdly, the more he cares for the other chavrusa's needs and focuses on him, that makes a better chavrusa. And the third C, the third ingredient, which I believe is quite important for growth in yeshiva, is a kesher with the Rebbe. Now, what does that mean? So,
connection.
We're all right. Thank you. Right? Now, we all know the idea that, you know, Chafetz Chaim here, we're very into, you know, a Talmud and the Rebbe having a kasher, having a connection. There is a shaykh for a person, you could be very consistent and you could be a very good chavrusa, and you'll gain a lot from yeshiva. But we would say if you had the first two ingredients, you didn't have the third, you're totally missing out on something. Part and parcel of time in yeshiva is for a person to establish this connection, this kesher with the Rebbe. Now, part of it, I think the simple understanding that a lot of people think of is, okay, you know what it is? It's, you know, you have this personal kasher and you feel close enough to him that you could open up your Pandora's box of whatever's going on in your life and talk to Rabbi about. Don't get me wrong. That's an important part. That's an essential part. But that's not even what I'm talking about over here. I remember I heard this from my father-in-law. Very, very important point. The ikker kesher a person has with his Rebbe is through learning. Kesher to your Rebbe and shir. You're working on a shir. He comes in every morning, he's telling you over Torah. You're working on it. You're trying to understand it. You're trying to shlug him up too. But you're trying to understand it. You hear a vad. You hear a shmooze. You know what? I'm going to think about it. I'll write it over. I'll hawk about it. I'll listen to it. That's a big thing. I mean, even a musarvad, a daily musarvad you have with Rebbeim. There's so much give and take that happens throughout the day in yeshiva. The more a person is focused on that, is looking to grow, that itself builds a kesher. It's not just about opening your Pandora's box of what's going on in your personal life. It's part. But it's establishing a kesher through working and learning. The more a person works on the Torah, the closer he feels, the more he respects, the more he understands of the Das Torah, you know, that his Rebbe is teaching. And that itself builds a bond. It builds a bond vis-a-vis the Talmud with the Rebbe without the Rebbe even knowing it. The Rebbe doesn't even have to know that the Talmud's working on these things. Mamela, that's a kesher that a Talmud has with his Rebbe. Kol Shekein, the Rebbe understands it and sees it. Of course they appreciate it. But that's Iker, what a Kesher is about. And the more a person develops that Kesher in his years in yeshiva, with his Rebbe and this, that lasts forever. You're learning, your Havana, you learned, you got this from your Rebbe. You have that Kesher, you know, years later, a personal issue comes up, and you have to discuss it with somebody. You call a Rebbe. Part of it is that personal kesher, the shaykhs you have, you eat by his house, you do this, you do that. Of course, the shemush is important. But sometimes guys, you know, Chafetz Chaim, we're so into all this, you know, hawking and this. I remember there was a guy in yeshiva, every day he felt he had to talk to the reshiva. So he never wanted to, you know. He would tell the reshiva a joke each day. That doesn't mean he's having a kesher. Told the reshiva a joke. The reshiva was a big tzaddik, and he laughed at his jokes. You know, probably have them probably good. But this and that, you know. That's how he had a kesher. But that's not, you don't have to do that. You don't have to talk to him and tell him a joke each day. By all means, call a kavod, you can do it. I enjoy jokes. But no, it's ikker kesher is working and learning, paying attention, listening, focusing, understanding, imbibing. That's the main kesher. And in Mila, that allows a person to feel closer, to feel a kesher, and the mela, that itself sometimes leads a person, not just when he's in yeshiva, but years later. He has issues, he has shailas, he has nisyonos, and he has flat-out troubles and tzaras. Turn to a Rebbe, because you have that kesher. You have that connection. So, these three things are something which, you know, a person could have. You know, a person could have a kesher with the Rebbe on some level, but you know what? Seeing it, you work the same way. You have a kesher for 1 year, a kesher for 2 years, a kesher for 3 years. It's madregas. The greater the kesher, the greater the results. A person can have kesher with multiple rabbis. It's a wonderful thing. But you get it from your personal shaychus, but you also get it just simply working on the Torah. You know, a guy doesn't yet have a notebook. A guy doesn't yet, you know, have an iPod that he listens to things. You know what? Get one. I hear they have, you know, listen to all the vadim, the shmuzim that are said in yeshiva. It's amazing. A whole website. Let's go and get it. You know, in my days in yeshiva, that was the way people got kesher with the yeshiva. They listened to the shmuzim. People didn't have a chance to start to hakem, you know, being within the five guys in the circle, walking his way out. But he worked on his Torah. The whole yeshiva was focused on the Rebbe. I mean, everyone had kesher with the yeshiva. I mean, I worked on his share. I haked in his ashkafa. You know? So that's a very important ingredient in a person's growth in the yeshiva. So whether it's a kesher with the Rebbe, whether it's being a good chavrusa, or whether it's being more consistent, all those are things which kedai for a person to spend time on at the beginning of his zman, and it makes a difference. Work on them. Hope we gave some practical ways to try to achieve success in all of them. I want to tell you one amazing medrash, which I heard from the yeshiva my first year in yeshiva. It's actually a medrash in Parshas Bereishis. With this, I'll end. The medrash says, basically, one day, some people in Florida can't understand this. Basically, there was one crazy storm, a snowstorm, and nobody came to yeshiva. Dorm wasn't right by yeshiva. Maybe sometimes it was. And there was a crazy storm outside. And people, no one showed up. Fourth line there is, v'hayisham tinokos. There are some young kids. V'amru, and they said, bo v'nasa be'savad. Hey, come. Let's go make yeshiva. Let's go get to yeshiva. The radal on the bottom over there says, shleivato. We'd be going to yeshiva every day. Hey, there's one day it's snowing, one day a big thing. Come on, we're going to lose our streak. Let's go. The Shiva understood this medrash that the drive within these Talmidim was a drive for consistency. They went to yeshiva every day, and now it's going to be a day there's a snowstorm. It's going to be hard to learn. Everybody has these road bumps. Everybody has these challenges. You can be consistent day in and day out. You start off, you're going pretty well. But then there's one day, you have a big snack. You were up the night before, crazy late, you got into a fight with your parents, you saw something you're not maybe too excited to set you back, whatever. Whatever the challenge the person had, and the next day learning just it's not going to go. This might be the end of the streak. So there's two people. Most people say, okay, look, the streak lasted pretty well. Adkan, this is a pretty rough thing. Insurmountable. Streak is finished. Start a new one tomorrow. Okay. That's one attitude. But these Talmidim, these Tinokos, young Talmidim there in the yeshiva, said, hey, we have a streak going. We don't want to break it. Let's keep on going. It's hard. It's tough. It's snowing outside. She asked, what's the point? Why are they doing it? Such a mysterious nefesh. But you know what? To keep the consistency, it's a responsibility. It's something I want to do. And they kept it. And they did it despite the snow. So I saw that in my notes, Rashiva had some lines. I didn't know where he got it. But I read the Medrash a little closer. Look at the end of the Medrash. Four lines from the bottom. Yisimu also. At the end was, V'amdu chachamim gedolim b'Yisrael. These Talmidim who went to yeshiva the day it was snowing, you know what the end of the story was? It became great gedolim. Pretty cool.
Who were they?
Yesh Omrim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Some say it was a Tana, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva. It's pretty cool. What makes godless? What makes greatness? The more and more consistent a person is, multiple kashas, we'll deal with them later. Before Hashem Hak about it. Makayim and Gersis. But it doesn't matter who it was. They became big people. They became great Tanoim. But yeah, a person who day in and day out is consistent. It's a tough day. Your chavrus is not going to be here. You were up the whole last night. You know what? I'm going to try. I want to keep my streak going. It might be a tough day. Maybe I have to learn the same clarity as another day. I might have to take more of a nap. But you know what? I'm going to show up. I'm going to be consistent. I'm not going to lose my chakra streak. That's a big thing. A person who has that drive that I want to be consistent. I'm shooting for Joe D's record. That's godless. That's greatness. And that hargasha alone is worth $1 million. Or in these cases, it's the hargasha which got them to be gadol. Shkayach, we shall all have haslacha to reach such madrigas in the upcoming Zman.